the jury finds the defendant connected to Mid-Central Educational Cooperative not guilty on all counts. They deliberated for more than 5 hours before bringing the State v. Huber's trial to a close. SDPB's Jackie Hendry reports.
The verdict brought relieved sighs from several members of Huber's family, who were also present for the reading, as they had been for most of the trial. The case ends on Huber's 46th birthday, but also hours afterward that her mother-in-law had passed away. Huber's elected not to speak to media following the reading, but cheers and laughter could be heard inside the defense's designated room outside the court. Her attorney, Clint Sargent, spoke on her behalf. Huber's was assistant business manager for Mid-Central Educational Cooperative, which administered federal gear-up funds to help mostly Native American students prepare for college. Sargent says Huber's wants others to know her biggest disappointment in this whole experience is its effect on the program's reputation.
It was a wonderful program. It helped so many people, and that's the thing that she hates most about all of this, is that now Gear Up is connected to a scandal.
During closing arguments, Sargent's defense noted that all charges Huber's faced require evidence of specific intent.
We don't apply criminal liability for what people should have known. That's what the civil law is about. Stephanie didn't know. And, you know, whether the state or anybody else thinks she should have, that's not the law. Thankfully, the jury followed the law.
Sargent says he'll let the attorney general decide how this verdict impacts the next Mid-Central trial. South Dakota Attorney General Marty Jackley, who led the prosecution, was not immediately available for comment. The next Mid-Central trial is currently slated to begin on October 1st. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.